It's time again for Checkoff Chat, a program dedicated to explaining to you where your Checkoff dollars are being invested. Of course, that involves both our beef and our dairy industry, and it's all under the auspices of the Wisconsin Beef Council and our partners in this program, the Equity Cooperative Livestock Barns, with Wisconsin's largest livestock marketing cooperative right here headquartered in Baraboo. Equity providing great quality services in all of its locations. You can find out more about what's going on with the markets at equitycoop.com. And of course, our Wisconsin Beef Council, beeftips.com, or Wisconsin Beef Council across social media. Today, we're catching up with kind of the bigger picture of the beef checkoff. Bob Mitchell is along with us. He is a beef producer himself with Spring Creek's Cattle Company down in Waseca. And on behalf of Wisconsin, he is a member of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, serves as the chair of the Checkoff Safety Committee, and is also on the Beef Promotion Operating Committee. Bob, thanks for taking time with me. I really appreciate it. You just got done with some of the business meetings that continue to move forward with the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Tell me what it's been like to try to keep these committees going in light of virtual conferences and social distancing.
Well, it's quite a challenge because normally those meetings, the summer meeting is an in-person meeting held in Denver, and that's the business meeting of not only the NCBA, but the Cattlemen's Beef Board. The Beef Board's part of that is done where the contractors come in during that meeting and make their presentation and request for funds from the checkoff. And they present what they propose doing and how much funds that they'll need to do it. And then it's the job of the committees, like the safety committee, which I chair, to analyze those requests and either agree or disagree with what their goal is. And then the committees recommend at the end of the meeting, make recommendations to the operating committee as to how they feel about the proposals that the contractors have made, whether they strongly approve or just approve, or they'd like to see changes made and things of that nature. And then that's all scored. It gets a score and that goes to the operating committee, which I'm also privileged to sit on. And the operating committee uses that to decide which contractors get which funds at which level. They're all funded differently based on their importance or what the operating committee feels is where the most money or the best use of the money is.
Sure. You know, there's been questions, not so much in Wisconsin, but other states, questioning the beef checkoff, where the dollars go, how much return on investment they get. You know, as a guy that's on in the front of the room when it comes to these decisions, Bob, help beef producers understand how rigorous you go through those applications, how rigorous the program is. And you were saying, very closely monitored to make sure that it is invested properly.
Well, there's 10 members of the Cattlemen's Beef Board and 10 members from the Federation on the operating committee that sit down and analyze every request for funds and every amount. Now, last year, the request from the contractors, they asked for a total of $50 million. We only had 40 to divvy up. So right away, we got to cut $10 million before we can even start to be realistic about who gets what. So they come in pretty aggressive, and then it's our job to sort it out. And that book is probably an inch and a half thick, and everything regarding that request is in there, and we go over them very, very thoroughly to make sure that everybody wants this done this way. Mm-hmm. So it's a process. It takes 2 big days to go through it. There's spirited debate. It's always friendly, but it's normally spirited. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it should be, because each member of the operating committee is representing not only the other members of the CBB, but all the producers. That's where the rubber meets the road. So.
Yeah, right, right. Bob Mitchell along with us from Waseca. He is not only a Wisconsin beef producer, he is a board member for the Cattlemen's Beef Board and on two very critical committees, the Checkoff Safety Committee and the Beef Promotion Operating Committee. Give people a sense on what contractors you're looking at, Bob. I think there's some confusion sometimes when we see the various beef groups, Meat Export Federation, et cetera, that are acting on behalf of beef. They may not realize that some of the checkoff dollars may be a part of their budget. Give me a list of some of the names that ask for money through the checkoff.
Well, again, the National Association of Meat Importers, NAMI, is one. NIA, which is National Institute of Agriculture, those are specific organizations that come there with different programs that they would like to have funds to advance the consumption or sales of meat. The largest contractor to the checkoff is the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. So they are there in volume, okay, to ask for requests for research and promotion. Nothing to do with policy. Nothing to do with policy. That's a separate part of the organization, and effort, serious effort is made to keep them separate.
Right. So, do you ever get reports back, Bob, that you evaluate to see how the money performed? I mean, from time to time, we'll see research projects or consumption patterns that are released in press releases, things like that. As a board member, do they do a good job of bringing the information back to you as the process goes forward?
Each year, and it starts at probably the January NCBA meeting and the checkoff meeting, annual meeting, each AR is reviewed, and it's reviewed through the year as to how it's performing. The money has to be accounted for by to the penny, mm-hmm. and also the in performances, likes and touches and mm-hmm. and hits, and those kinds of words are all important there as to people and success. That in evaluating what they're going to get or asking for another year, a new project, what they've done in the past and the success of what their past performance is extremely important when we reevaluate what they're asking for in new money.
So it sounds to me like you feel very good about not just the process and the fact that you're involved, but how the dollars are truly monitored and what they do for Wisconsin beef producers.
There's a lot of controversy right now, and the other organizations are I don't want to, how should I say it, after the checkoff. They don't think they're doing a good job. And I would dispute that because every dollar spent with the checkoff returns, the newest study says, about $11.92 in additional sales for beef. So it is a very successful thing. Those that challenge it, I don't think, understand it. Some of them don't want to understand it. But it's a very, very intricate part of keeping the beef promotion and research in front of people and increasing demand. And it's obvious that we were successful.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be folks that wonder, does Wisconsin benefit from the checkoff? I mean, we've got this program, obviously, and I hope they consider it a benefit. But do you see other areas, specifically in Wisconsin, where the checkoff is helping to move pounds of beef, Bob?
Well, for sure, because Wisconsin, first of all, the dairy industry, which you don't normally align with the beef industry, but it, as far as the production, but those dairy cows and veal calves and everything else pay that dollar, so that money's comes back time and time again, even to animals that you wouldn't call normally in the beef industry other than because they're bovine. So it's Wisconsin, I think, 2.4 million cows or something like that, okay. Or their contribution is significant, and Wisconsin is number one in veal production. So the veal people come in and ask for a project every year, and that's funded too very well. Wisconsin receives a lot of benefit from it. Not as visible as, say, the Western cattle feeders and ranchers, but we forget sometimes that those dairy cows wind up in the beef business.
That's right. That's right. Now, Bob, how would you suggest, aside from the Wisconsin Beef Council and beeftips.com, how would you suggest if people want to find out what the Cattlemen's Beef Board is doing with their checkoff dollars? Is there a website or is there a place? Should they give you a call? What do you suggest?
Oh, I'm always glad to speak with anybody about what we're doing, but Cattlemen's Beef Board has several sites and puts out several different media papers and websites and that as to what's going on all the time. And I would suggest people go to those. I think some even get a direct mailer. But there's all kinds of resources to check out what we're doing and who's doing it. And they're very thorough. And anyone that would have a concern, I'm more than willing to visit with them about it because it does get a little complicated sometimes.
Agreed. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. Bob Mitchell along with us for Checkoff Chat today. Owner and operator of Spring Creek's Cattle Company in Waseca, Wisconsin, and on this program, representing the Cattlemen's Beef Board as a board member, chair of the Checkoff Safety Committee, and on the Beef Promotion Operating Committee. Now, hopefully you truly know how your checkoff dollars are not only spent, but more importantly, evaluated as far as partnerships are concerned. Want to find out more? BeefTips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. They are bringing you Checkoff Chat with your checkoff dollars. Equity Cooperative Livestock, also our partner, Wisconsin's largest livestock marketing cooperative. Find the details on their livestock locations, EquityCoop.com. That's your Checkoff Chat with Bob Mitchell. I'm Pam Yonke.